Quarter to six and 44 degrees. Time for the best 5 minutes of the day on the WIB Wake Up Show. Jason Cairns, good morning.
Good morning.
I know I received some jokes the other day that I could share, the best 5 minutes of the day. Hey, you were out doing some early morning photography on Saturday.
Yeah, I haven't done that for a while, and you were not going to be able to be there long on Saturday, mm-hmm. and I was like, you know what, I'm going to take the opportunity, got out to Huffman Hills by about 7, wandered around, there was no one there, and brought my cameras along, and realized I had only put a battery in one of them, and the battery in the one I had was almost dead, so even so, I was able to get some, I thought, pretty good photographs. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, at first I think I just saw the early report that about the batteries and such, yep. But later, yeah, the photos you shared were pretty neat. So
yeah, I thought so.
What does that do in terms of your, in terms of like getting closer to God, like being in creation, but then also photography? How does that hobby connect with you spiritually?
Well, I think, you know, for me, it's so good to get away from the noise of the world, mm-hmm. and. Because we live in such a loud world. My head is loud a lot of times, right? I mean, thoughts kind of going all over the place. And certainly in the last few weeks, that has been true for me. And so to be out and listening to birds singing and listening to the breeze, it really, I think, helps calm my heart and my soul. And recognizing that we're part of this much bigger picture than just the immediate crises that are happening in our day-to-day world.
Yeah, right, for sure. Well, I had a chance to be out, emceeing the Strides for Hope Run Walk, Hope Gospel Mission, their first annual event. Weather was perfect, right? Saturday for that.
It was good, yep.
Yeah. They were hoping for at least 100. They had more than 300 participants.
Wow.
And so
you had great.
The 5K runners, the 5K walkers, and then the 2 milers. And so, yeah, good time was had by all.
Very
for
cool.
Sure, so.
Did you run?
I did not run. I
All
was
right.
there
right.
talking them up to it and cheering, ringing. I rang a lot of cowbell as they came in.
Nice.
I was kind of the receiving committee there. There weren't a lot of folks gathered at the finish line, so I enjoyed doing that. So
very good.
But I had been coached by somebody else that said, you're going to high-five them. You know what? Some people are ready to high-five. Other people are sprinting to the finish line, and if you high-five
right.
them, you find out you both could get injured.
So. Right. Yep. It's true.
Yeah. Okay. I had a couple of jokes here, but I'm not sure. Are Confucius jokes, are those politically correct or no?
I don't know. I would think so, but I suppose it depends on the Confucius joke.
All right, here we go. It says, Confucius say, man who run behind car get exhausted, man who run in front of car get tired.
Perfect. That's a good one. Yes. And that's entirely true.
On,
yes.
on the heels of the race, I guess. So.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And someone else, a husband, asked, why does my wife always wait until I'm at the opposite end of the house before asking me to murmur for?
There you go. That's also very true. Yeah. And although, to be fair, I probably do the same thing.
Yeah. I know. It's just like, what? I can't hear. I mean, you know, the hearing kind of goes a little bit the older you get too, right? So,
you know, it seems like I have loss of tones for one of my children more than anybody else.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah.
I'm going to guess Tessa.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And my question of the morning is, are there certain things that you like so much that you're surprised that anyone else would possibly not like it?
Coconut.
Okay. That's funny you say that because, yeah, for me, it's like pure maple syrup. And I was talking to two family members last night. Peggy and I spoke at this gathering in Rockford, Minnesota. Well, she spoke, actually, truthfully. I was along for company. But anyhow, she gave the sermon, and she gave the Teamwork Africa update. And so afterwards, though, there was like a fireman's breakfast in Rockford, Minnesota, and that's where we went. And so we came away with, like, leftover pancakes and eggs and sausage they sent us home with. And so Michael and Peggy were enjoying some of this last night, and I was just like, hey, we got pure maple syrup. And both of them weren't interested.
That's
just
my
can't.
Whole family except me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Okay. Yeah, see, that's the thing that, for me, I'm like, I like it so much that I just don't understand anybody else who doesn't like
it. I get it. I'm with you.
And then they look at you incredulously. Thank you. We'll have a good day.
Yep.
All right. Well, we begin our birthdays with Hunter Stage. Happy birthday to Hunter. Vicki and Eau Claire with that reminder on the listener line at 715-396-1670. But Hunter is also very close friends with three of my kids, for sure. My kids, my family. We love Hunter and appreciate him. And he is a great young man. So have an awesome birthday, Hunter. In fact, he rents from us, and he and his friend Andrew live upstairs. So, yeah, we know Hunter very well. All right, others with birthdays today, we will access through Facebook here momentarily once I type the old password in on a Monday morning. How was your weekend? I'd love to hear about it on the listener line. What was the highlight of your weekend? 715-396-1670. 715-396-1670 also works as the joke line this morning. We've had a few jokes, a few yucks already, but we'd love to hear yours as well. All right. Facebook a little slow to get started this morning, but we're finding it. And here we go. This morning, yeah, the birthday greetings already happening on Facebook for Hunter. We mentioned Judy Wright also with a birthday. Jeannie Westerlin, happy birthday to her today. Ben Polzine, the owner of Down to Earth Garden Center. Nick White. Saw him last week, the day before the Eau Claire Marathon. Also, Matt Seaholm, Chi High alum, and Kara Wensink, all celebrating a birthday on this May 5th. We should say yesterday, Kip Quaid also, I believe, with the birthday celebration yesterday. I'm seeing some of the pictures here on Facebook. So, yeah, and big smiles, good celebration. He's a great young man, and wish him well as he approaching his high school graduation as well from Eau Claire North. And a black belt in karate, mind you. So, way to go, Kip. WWIB, we'll get you back to the tunes shortly here. It is a Make Us Laugh Monday, and so we try to have a stand-up comic who's also a pastor on. We pay a lot for it, but we hope it's worth it for you.
What are we paying?
Have you not received the checks?
I think you guys pay for it socially to have me call in every week.
I mean,
you're the ones paying.
We had to scour the nation to find a stand-up comic who's a pastor, and we found you, Drew Fralick, in Detroit, Ferndale, Michigan. So
that's right. There's not many.
All right,
so I had
a lot of holidays.
I had sent you a text. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, a lot of holidays. You got yesterday was May the 4th, Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. And today, today's Cinco de Mayo. So a lot going on.
Yeah, we were talking about this last night. You know, yesterday's Star Wars Day. Today's Cinco de Mayo. People are like, oh, what are you doing for that? It's like, I don't know. You know, I didn't grow up celebrating Cinco de Mayo. And we just got to talking last night, and I was saying, is there just too many holidays? It seems like there's basically one every week, and I'm wondering if we can kind of like, I'm not saying get rid of the holidays, but just kind of clean it up a little. In the words of Dan Campbell, clean it up a little bit, you know?
Okay.
We got Mother's Day, like Mother's Day coming up. I'm not saying we get rid of Mother's Day.
No.
Let me be very clear.
Yeah.
I don't want people storming the station with
Thank
pitchforks
you.
And
we don't
torches.
Need, we don't need any pitchforks and fire.
We're not. So, The words of Drew Fralick do not necessarily reflect the views of WWIB or
yeah.
affiliates. I'm not saying we get rid of Mother's Day, but can we like clean it up a little bit? Because the greatest gift that you can give to a mother on Mother's Day is just the opportunity to not be around you, whether you're, you know, family, whatever. Just like give her a break from the kids.
I think it's more like, you know, making sure she doesn't have to cook and you do the dishes. Those are two biggies. But I think
okay.
moms want to see the kids, and they for sure want to see the grandkids.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is a safe space. We can tell the truth here on
yeah.
the morning show.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of moms don't want to see their kids
you know,
on Mother's Day. They need a break. You know what I mean?
Maybe in Detroit that's the case, but here in Wisconsin, the moms
okay.
here do want to see their kids.
Wonderful moms in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Detroit kids are a little unruly.
Right.
They're a little more rambunctious. You know, they got some of that Pistons in them, so they don't want to see them. Anyways, I don't know. Could we clean it up? What do you think? What can we get rid of?
I think it just makes different days special. We're running out of time here. Sand through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives. But We'll talk more about it, Drew. We'll talk
Speaking
more about
of which, I have a kid on this call now who's just debated this call.
It's your
so
daughter.
Perfect timing, perfect example.
Yes. She's in need. She's calling out for grandma and mom. There we go. Drew this morning on WWIB and the WIB Wake Up Show. Weekend recap on a Monday morning, the WIB Wake Up Show. Halvo and Caleb, good to be with you. And for me, Saturday, emceeing the Hope Gospel Mission's first ever Strides for Hope run walk at Carson Park. They had had a goal of at least 100 participants, ended up with more than 300. And so it was a great turnout. The weather was wonderful, so a great kickoff for that. And hats off to the team, Brett Gaboy, and so many who made that a big success. Great to be on hand for that. Meanwhile, I may have taken a nap later, chilled a bit in the afternoon, and joined with my wife in making delicious stuffed green peppers for dinner. Sunday was a travel day as well. 2 hours to Rockford, Minnesota, where we Peggy brought the message and a Teamwork Africa update, and we came back. And Sunday evening, some dinner, fellowship, prayer with our Sunday night group, and several dog walks in there as well.
Well, Saturday was a travel and softball day for me, and so I got here to the station about 8:15, and I think I got home sometime after 10 that night. So it was a pretty long day going out to Prescott, gorgeous weather, and able to enjoy two softball games, Chippewa Falls, McDonald taking on Prescott, and then Hudson. So I enjoyed those broadcasts, and just a gorgeous, gorgeous day. And thank you to all the McDonald moms for bringing me a plate of food in between games. That
nice.
Was very welcome. As well, too. There's nothing like a sports mom, right? And I like being mommed. I like being taken
Thank
care
you
of.
Very much,
you guys
right?
are
yeah.
awesome. So I appreciate y'all so much, especially as we go to Mother's Day, maybe realizing just how much our moms do for us. That was pretty much all of my Saturday. And then on Sunday, up to church in Rice Lake, spent a little time at my parents' house, and then had to zoom on back because from softball to baseball, Cooper had baseball practice last night, and he's got a game today. So that was kind of the weekend, and we're right back to it on a Monday morning.
There we go. All right, the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, and it is a Make Us Laugh Monday. We still welcome your jokes, and this is somewhat humorous. Answers given by second graders to the following questions, which, you know, leading into Mother's Day on Sunday.
For instance, what ingredients are mothers made of? And second graders were posed that question. Here's their response.
Yeah, second graders said they had to get their start from men's bones, and then they mostly use string, I think.
Okay. What
second
ingredients
graders.
Are mothers made of? Second graders were asked this question as well. Go ahead.
Yeah, this question, what kind of a little girl was your mom?
And they said, I don't know, because I wasn't there, but my guess would be pretty bossy.
Ooh, okay.
What kind of a little girl was your mom?
Here's another question.
What did mom need to know about dad before she married him?
She had to know his background, different things about him. Does he make at least $800 a year?
There you go. Second graders were asked questions about why God made moms.
Here was one.
Yeah, here you go.
Why did your mom marry your dad?
Because my dad makes the best spaghetti in the world, and my mom eats a lot.
Second grade answers here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB.
How about this one? Who's the boss at your house? Second graders were asked.
Answer, mom doesn't want to be boss, but she has to because dad's such a goofball.
Right.
And finally this morning, one last second grader asked, what's the difference between moms and dads? And the second grade answer.
Moms know how to talk to teachers without scaring them. There you go. For what it's worth, answers given by second graders to all of those questions as we wish all of you a happy Mother's Day. Well, speaking of small business, we have a great one giving away a gorgeous hanging basket to you right now. 715-723-2555. First person to call will put you on the air, and you have a great chance to win this because we have multiple choice trivia for you. And in fact, two out of the three answers
this
are
is like
correct.
One of those miniature golf holes that it just kind of slants in. If you just get it on the green, it's going to roll into the cup.
715-723-2555 for a chance to win a hanging basket from Blue View Greenhouse. They're over by Turtleback Golf Course in Rice Lake, and it's valued at $47.99. Maybe it's for you. Maybe it's something you want to give to someone for Mother's Day. Let's go to the phone lines here as they are lit up. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Rich from Caryville.
Rich from Caryville. All right. Rich, are you ready to hopefully win a Blue View Greenhouse and Rice Lake hanging basket?
Yeah.
All right. Halvo has the question for you.
All right. Here it is, Rich, and there'll be multiple choice possibilities. So Which two of the following flowers are known as the birth flowers of January? So you have to give us both, but again, there's only three options given, all right? Which two of the following flowers are known as the birth flowers of January? Is it A, daffodil, B, carnation, or C, snowdrop? Give us two of the three.
Oh, I'm not good at birth flowers, so.
Oh, it's fine.
I'm just going to guess A and C.
You're going to guess daffodil and snowdrop. So snowdrop seems, you know, that makes a lot of sense, you know, in the snow. And then daffodil and carnation, your other two options. So what are you thinking? Carnation or daffodil? Carnation or daffodil? If you feel pretty good about snowdrop. Let me just say, are you sure about daffodil? Are you sure about daffodil, Rich?
Okay. Let's go with carnation.
Then. Carnation and snowdrop. That's what he's thinking is carnation and snowdrop. Yeah.
There you go. Correct. Wow.
Rich from Curryville, we're going to send you to Blueview Greenhouse in Rice Lake to win a gorgeous hanging basket. Who are you going to give it to?
Maybe my mother-in-law.
Well, there you go.
Fantastic.
And you just said it on the air, so now you're kind of locked into that as well.
Kind of locked in.
Kind of committed, haven't I?
Well, hang on the air for us, off the air for just a moment. We'll get a couple of pieces of information from you and then send you on your way to get a wonderful hanging basket, again, from our friends at Blueview Greenhouse in Rice Lake. They're also part of that Chalk Art Challenge, so make sure you enter there.
Couple of interesting items in the news this morning to share with you. Let's begin with faster chess. The checkmate USA versus India chess match is set for October 4th in Arlington, Texas. And this is kind of unique, Caleb.
It is, because normally you think of chess as one-on-one, and you think, think of it as older gentlemen playing in a park or something like that, too. Well, this is a five-board team competition, USA versus India, between the top chess players from both countries. Fascinating.
Huh. Interesting, designed to elevate chess as a spectator sport. Oh. I didn't know that movement was underway. It combines fast-paced games with high production values, national anthems, and an arena audience of 2,500.
2,500 screaming fans, I guess, for chess? That seems a little out of the ordinary. I mean, do they ever, like, wave for quiet? Hey, I got to concentrate and make this move. Games will be played sequentially, one board at a time, with fast-paced time controls.
Yeah, 10 minutes per player, followed by progressively faster tie breaks. 5 minutes, then 1 minute per player until a winner is determined.
So, USA versus India, this large-scale team chess match, October 4th. Mark your calendars.
I remember, like, Bobby Fischer versus the Russian in chess, right? I think that became a movie.
Well, and wasn't it a big thing when, I don't remember, it was Kasparov or something like that, when that computer from IBM beat the world's grandmaster in chess? It's like, wow, this is crazy. Chess is a spectator sport. I think this is very interesting, and if it's on a TV channel I was telling you off the air, I'll probably tune in. I'm curious.
Some of my kids are chess players. I'm not. Are you?
I have tried, and honestly, my older brother would just smoke me every single time, and I kind of lost the will to play.
Hey, one other thing to be aware of as we head into Mother's Day, and that is that headline, Moms Feel Underappreciated. What's up with this?
So mothers across the country like being mothers, they say, but they also tend to feel underappreciated and less valued by society. This is research from the University of Connecticut and the University of Minnesota.
Yeah, they found that 81% of moms, that's more than 4 out of 5, are very satisfied with life as a mom. But what?
Nearly 1 in 5, 19%, said they felt less valued by society since becoming a mom. And we can't let that happen.
Yeah, by society. So let's make sure mom feels really appreciated heading into Mother's Day on Sunday.
Doesn't it just start sometimes with recognition and a simple thank you? And again, as a husband as well, but also as a father, saying, hey, you know what? I need to model that for my kids, being grateful for all the things that my wife, their mother, does for them.